What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's topic is about sleep paralysis, 睡眠瘫痪症. You may know it as 鬼压床. Now, before we take a look at today's sentence, let me share my own first experience with sleep paralysis, which happened when I was in high school. I was really tired after a long day of class, and I had barely gotten any sleep the night before because I was up doing my paper.
晚上在赶报告，所以没睡多少。早上又要上课，回到家之后整个累瘫。
I was too lazy to walk to my room, which was only a few steps away, and so I settled down on the couch.
我懒得走回房间躺床了，所以我就直接躺在沙发上。
A few moments later, something happened. I was pretty sure that I fell asleep, but my brain was completely aware of everything. Wasn't that the opposite of how sleep should work?
能用头脑想东想西不是睡觉的相反吗?
And then I could hear things. I could hear my mom and my sister opening the door to see me lying there. They were talking about how I had fallen asleep on the couch and how I slept like a pig.
I'm not a pig. You're a pig.
I tried to say to them, but I couldn't. That's when I started to panic. I could listen, I could think, but I couldn't move or talk back.
我为什么就是不能动嘞?我是不是死掉了?
Was I dead? Because I felt like it. After several minutes of trying to move, I decided to not fight it. I was so tired. Moments later, I woke up. Really woke up. And I was even more tired than I had been before I fell asleep. And guess what? My mom and my sister weren't even home yet.
我的妈妈和妹妹根本就还没回到家。那我怎么会听到他们的声音嘞?
After some research, I found out that sleep paralysis is quite common.In fact, half of us have experienced it. Reasons for its occurrence might include anxiety, jet lag, too much caffeine, and so on. If you find yourself in this situation, try to move your fingers or your toes first.
如果真的被鬼压床了，你可以试着移动你的末梢神经，或许可以成功。
You might be able to move them and wake up. For more information about sleep paralysis, please go check out the video today.But first, let's practice today's sentence. The experience can be terrifying, and it often coincides with sleep hallucinations, where reports of an evil presence are common. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. The experience can be terrifying, and it often coincides with sleep hallucinations, where reports of an evil presence are common.
今天影片中的这位讲者呢，讲话比较快，连音比较多，但他有可能是为了追求，影片的流畅度。我们不需要念那么快，我们慢慢来就好。好，我们来看看今天的 pronunciation tips 的部分。
The experience can be terrifying.
这边的 the 的要念 the， 因为它后面接的是母音 experience.
The experience can be terrifying. Experience ex ex experience.Can be terrifying.
Terrifying 中间的 I 呢是短的 的音 terrifying,
terrifying.
And it often 这边的 and it 你可以有两种选择，一个是把 D 省略掉，不要发出来 and it， 或者是你把 D 念出来也可以 end it.
And it often
这边的 often 呢，讲者有把 T 发出来 often， 但如果你习惯是念 often， 也是对的，它没有错。Often 跟 often 都可以。那我们今天就先跟着这位讲者念 often 吧。
Often coincides，
coincides 这边 coincides， 它念起来就跟 inside 那个里面那个 inside 一样的发音哈。
Coincides with sleep hallucinations，
hallucinations 这个字有五个音节 ，hallucinations。
Where reports of,
这边三个字都要连在一起 where, 它的 re 跟 reports 的 re 可以连在一起再来 reports 的 s 跟 of 可以连在一起
where reports of an evil,
这边也可以做一个小连音 an evil presence, 这边的 presence 呢它的 e 是发长的 a 的音 presence
are common.
好那我们现在把这句话再念一遍
The experience can be terrifying,And it often coincides with sleep hallucinations, where reports of an evil presence are common.
Okay, 这是今天的句子啦，大家记得好好练习。再来，我们来看看今天的单字。
The first vocabulary of the day is coincide.
Coincide. coincide 的意思呢是几乎同时发生的，与什么什么一致、相符或是相似。 OK， 这个字是动词。 The school play coincides with my dad's big meeting at the office. That's why he can't come to the show. 学校的成果发表跟我爸爸在公司的一个大会是同一个时间，这就是为什么他没有办法来看表演。那这个字呢，它也有名词的形式，叫做 coincidence。 coincidence coincidence 的意思呢就是同时发生，那尤其是指那种惊人的发生的巧合、碰巧的事情或者是偶然的机遇。 My boyfriend and I have the exact same birthday. It's an interesting coincidence. 我和我的男朋友的生日同一天，真是有趣的巧合。 OK， 下一个单字 hallucination，这个字就要难念 hallucination， 它的意思是幻觉。幻觉 A talking sponge, an underwater squirrel, and a pineapple house all formed part of his hallucination after taking this drug. 一个会说话的海绵、海底松鼠和凤梨屋成了他吃药后的幻觉中的一部分。 OK， 再来，那 hallucination 呢，它也有动词的形式，是 hallucinate。 hallucinateHallucinate 的意思就是因生病或者是吸食毒品而产生幻觉。Hallucinate. Are you sure you really met Obama and sang a song with him at the White House? Or were you just hallucinating? 你确定你真的曾有见到奥巴马，然后跟他在白宫唱了一首歌吗？还是那只是你的幻觉？ OK， 下一个单字 presence. Presence.Presence 的意思是出席、在场或者是事物的存在、出现的意思。 The student demonstrated her teenage rebelliousness by tearing up her textbook in the presence of her teacher. 这名学生在他老师的面前撕毁课本，展现他青春期的叛逆。 OK， 我绝对不会说我有做过这种事情。 OK， anyway， 再来下一个单字 present。 Present 它就是 presence的形容词形式 present。 present 它的意思呢是出席的、在场的、存在的、现在的。 OK， I can't talk when she is present. Her beauty is a distraction. 她在场的时候没有办法说话，她的美貌太让人分心了。 present， 那 present 除了这个意思呢，它还有另外一个意思大家或许比较熟悉，它也有礼物、礼品、赠品的意思。 presentDad took us to Disneyland as our Christmas present. It was the best Christmas ever. 爸爸带我们去迪士尼乐园当做我们的圣诞礼物，这是最棒的圣诞节了。 OK， 那 present P-R-E-S-E-N-T 它有另一个念法哦，叫做 present。 present 它如果念作 present 呢，这个时候它是动词，意思是赠送、授予、提交、展现的意思。Let me present to you my proudest work yet. Animal Fur Terminator X. 让我向你展现我至今最骄傲的发明，动物毛终结者 X. OK, 那这就是 present 的部分。OK guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Guys, this is my last show.For Fridays. From next week, I will be your host on Wednesdays. So I'll see you then. Remember to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.